Sing the praises of the Lord, you His faithful people, praise His holy name. Good morning. Thank you for joining us this morning on this, the sixth Sunday after Pentecost. My name is Beth Lynch, and I will be leading you through this morning as we worship and sing praise to our God. We hope you feel as if you are here with us in person, and we certainly hope you are blessed as you hear the good news of God's love for you. Our order of worship this morning is Divine Service 2 on page 158 of Lutheran Worship. Please join us now as we sing our opening hymn, God Bless Our Native Land, hymn number 497 in Lutheran Worship.
The Lord be with you.
Blessings and greetings to you in the name of Jesus. It's good to be with you this morning for worship. It is the sixth Sunday after Pentecost. We will be following the order of service as it is printed before you. It's also the weekend before, obviously, the weekend before the before Independence Day, and so I've tried to balance the both. So the hymns will be reflective for the most part of that Independence Day theme, but I don't want to take away from the beauty of the lectionary as it's given to us, so I'm going to talk about that too. So it's just kind of doing a little bit of both today. All right, so we'll be following it as it's printed before you. Let's continue with the opening litany at the top of page 3. Let the mountains bear prosperity for the people, and the hills in righteousness. For freedom Christ has set us free. May He have dominion from sea to sea, and from the river to the ends of the earth. For freedom Christ has set us free. May there be an abundance of grain in the land, on top of the mountains may it wave. For freedom Christ has set us free. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess to you we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God, in His mercy, has given His Son to die for us, and for His sake He forgives us of all our sins. As a called and ordained servant of the Word, I therefore forgive you of all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Our hymn of praise this morning is "Before You, Lord, We Bow," hymn number 500 in Lutheran Worship. We will sing verses 1, 2, and 4.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty and most merciful God, we implore you to hear the prayers of your people. Be our strong defense against all harm and danger, that we may live and grow in faith and hope. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
The lector this morning is Karen Schaefer. May God open our hearts to receive the word he speaks to us through her.
The first reading is from the third chapter of Lamentations, verses 23 through 33. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I say to myself, the Lord is my portion, therefore I will wait for him. The Lord is good to those who hope, whose hope is in him. To the one who seeks him, it is good to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. It is good for a man to bear the yoke while he is young. Let him sit alone in silence, for the Lord has laid it on him. Let him bury his face in the dust. There may yet be hope. Let him offer his cheek to one who would strike him, and let him be filled with disgrace. For no one is cast off by the Lord forever. Though he brings grief, he will show compassion. So great is his unfailing love. For he does not willingly bring affliction or grief to anyone. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please join in the responsive reading of Psalm 30.
I will exalt you, Lord, for you lifted me out of the depths and did not let my enemies gloat over me. Lord, my God, I called to you for help, and you helped me. You, Lord, brought me up from the realm of the dead. You spared me from going down to the pit. Sing the praises of the Lord, you, his faithful people. Praise his holy name. For his anger lasts only a moment, but his favor lasts a lifetime.
Weeping may stay for the night, but rejoicing comes.
The second reading is from the 8th chapter of 2 Corinthians, verses 7 through 15. But since you excel in everything, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in complete earnestness, and in the love we have kindled in you, see that you also excel in this grace of giving. I am not commanding you, but I want to test the sincerity of your love by comparing it with the earnestness of others. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you through his poverty might become rich. And here is my judgment about what is best for you in this matter. Last year you were the first not only to give, but also to have the desire to do so. Now finish the work so that your eager willingness to do it may be matched by your completion of it, according to your means. For if the willingness is there, the gift is acceptable according to what one has, not according to what one does not have. Our desire is not that others might be relieved while you are hard-pressed, but that there might be equality. At the present time, your plenty will supply what they need, so that in turn their plenty will supply what you need. The goal is equality, as it is written. The one who gathered much did not have too much, and the one who gathered little did not have too little. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Alleluia. Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Alleluia. Alleluia.
Please stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel, according to St. Mark, the 5th chapter, verses 21 through 43.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When Jesus had again crossed over by boat to the other side of the lake, a large crowd gathered around him while he was by the lake. Then one of the synagogue leaders named Jairus came, and when he saw Jesus, he fell at his feet. He pleaded earnestly with him, "My little daughter is dying. Please come and put your hands on her so that she will be healed and live." So Jesus went with him. A large crowd followed and pressed around him, and a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all she had. Yet instead of getting better, she grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak, because she thought, "If I just touch his clothes, I will be healed." Immediately her bleeding stopped, and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. At once Jesus realized that power had gone out from him. He turned around in the crowd and asked, "Who touched my clothes?" "You see the people crowding against you," his disciples answered, "and yet you can ask who touched me?" But Jesus kept looking around to see who had done it. Then the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at his feet, and trembling with fear, told him the whole truth. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering." While Jesus was still speaking, some people came from the house of Jairus and the synagogue leader. "Your daughter is dead," they said. "Why bother the teacher anymore?" Overhearing what they said, Jesus told him, "Don't be afraid, just believe." He did not let anyone follow him except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. When they came to the home of the synagogue leader, Jesus saw a commotion with people crying and wailing loudly. He went in and said to them, "Why all this commotion and wailing? The child is not dead, but asleep." But they laughed at him. After he put them all out, he took the child's father and mother and the disciples who were with him and went in where the child was. He took her by the hand and said to her, "Talitha, kumi," which means, "Little girl, I say to you, get up." Immediately the girl stood up and began to walk around. She was 12 years old. At this, they were completely astonished. He gave strict orders not to let anyone know about this and told them to give her something to eat. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ. We confess our faith now together in the words of the Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Please have a seat.
Please join us now as we sing our sermon hymn, "Great is Thy Faithfulness." This is your Hour with God, broadcast on tape delay from St. John's Lutheran Church, Depew, New York, at exactly 1300 on your AM dial, Radio WXRL.
Thank you.
My dear friends in Christ Jesus, grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text that I chose for the sermon this morning is taken from St. Mark's Gospel, the 5th chapter, as Karen just read it for us a few moments ago. I'm going to focus really on the first section of that gospel, though there's really two kinds of things that are going on in that gospel. It's just loaded with beautiful stuff, but I'm going to focus on the first part, particularly the woman who had been sick for 12 years. So she was desperate. She was really desperate. It had been a long, long time for her. She was plagued with this problem, this illness, and it impacted every single aspect of her life. I suppose in a lot of ways, that illness controlled her life. It even restricted her. She was desperate. The disease had made her an outcast. She was restricted access to community. Isolated. No interaction. No contact. Empty. She was desperate. She was weak. The disease had drained her for 12 years. And how she just longed for healing. How she just hoped for healing. She was desperate. She was desperate that day when the healer came through town. Crowds were everywhere. But maybe, just maybe, this was her chance. Of course, already a well-known synagogue leader had gotten the attention of this healer, and he was on the way to go and see this leader's daughter. But she had to go for it. Maybe it was a stretch. But even if she just touched him, she was desperate. She reached out to Jesus. And everything changed. Maybe it isn't a 12-year running disease for you and for me. But maybe, just maybe, it's something else. Maybe it's something else that has us all kinds of twisted up. Something else that has our insides just constantly churning. Maybe it's something else that just constantly consumes our minds. Maybe it's something else that has you and me feeling isolated. Desperate. Or maybe it's not you at all. In this season of your life, but maybe it's someone you know. Maybe it's someone you love. Someone that you care about that's reaching, longing for relief. Someone you love that's struggling with a tough problem, an illness, grief, depression, anxiety, whatever it may be. You know, I think, and I don't think that you'll disagree with me, there are a lot of things in life that can at times have us feeling rather desperate. Things that can have us just hung up and stuck. You know, I once heard a story about this man. This man was walking along a very narrow path. And the edges were, well, it was steep along the edge. A big drop. Well, as he was walking, it was dark outside and he was being very, very careful. But he stumbled. And he fell right off of the edge. Well, as he fell over that edge, he reached out and he grabbed hold of a branch that was growing on the edge of that cliff. Now, as you can imagine, he couldn't hold on for very, very long. And so he began to cry out for help. "Is anyone up there?" he cried. And a voice answered back, "Yes, I am. I'm here." "Who's that?" he said. "Well, it's the Lord." "Oh, thank God. Lord, help me. Help me," he said. "Well, do you trust me?" "Oh, I do, Lord. I trust you completely." "Okay. Good. Let go of the branch. And everything will be okay." "What? What?" he said. "Let go of the branch?" "Yeah. Let go of the branch. And everything will be okay." Well, there was a long pause. And he says, "Lord, is there anybody else up there?" Now, it's kind of funny. But there's sort of a seriousness to this story at the same time. In those desperate moments, in those times when we do feel hung up, how we long for relief. How we long for safety. How we long for comfort. How we long for healing in those moments. And how we just want the weight that we feel pressing on us, how we just want that weight to be lifted. And so we reach out, right? We reach and we grab and we hold to whatever we can. And we will just cling to it. But here's the thing. Sometimes the things that we grab hold of, sometimes the things that we cling to, sometimes the things that we invest in and that we think are going to be the answer and the very thing that's going to have us relieved. And boy, oh boy, as you think about the world, how that's coming in all different kinds of ways today, isn't it? People are just grabbing hold of whatever they can grab hold of. Because I think deep down inside there's a longing. And so they're stretching. They're stretching for whatever they can find. And I think that's why you see such an increase in things like spiritualism, the tarot card readings, and the psychics, and all of those kinds of things. People are stretching. They're grabbing. But sometimes, friends, the things that we stretch out and the things that we grab to, well, we think they're the best, but the reality is they just have us there hanging. They don't produce. And so they can just keep us there dangling. You know, if there's something, at least for me, there's one thing that I think I learned from this gospel today. It's this. Knowing where to reach makes all of the difference. You see, friends, God has reached out to you and to me. He's given of His Son for us. He sent Him here, right here, to be with us. Emmanuel, right? God with us. He sent Him here to die and to rise for you and for me so that we might be a people who know life. So that we might forever be a people who know the greatness of His faithfulness and His mercies, which are new every single day for us. He sent Him here for us. And because He did, we always, always have a place to turn. We always have a place to reach out to. And that makes all of the difference. Sometimes we have to let go of the branch and reach out to the one who is for us. We have to let go and reach out our hand in faith and just let God. And when we do, when we put faith and trust in this, our Jesus, when we reach out to Him, the very One who is power for our lives, how you and I are impacted, how things can change for the good. You see, it's in Him that we find just what we need in those moments when we feel desperate. It's in Him that we find release and relief. It's in Him that we find joy, hope, and peace. Somebody get on the phone with 911, please. To the office, please, quick.
St. John's share some inspirational music with you.
We're going to pray. Okay? Let's pray. Good and gracious God, we know your presence is with us. We know you're our strength in our times of weakness. Lord, we pray right now that you would be with Sam in her weakness, that you would bring to her a comfort in her heart, that you would bring to her healing. Lord, we have your EMS people so well trained that are on the way, and they're going to come to her aid, and they're going to bring to her just what she needs. Lord, we ask your blessing upon them, that they might be strengthened for their work. We pray that that you would strengthen baby, that you would bring to everyone's hearts a most beautiful calm that only you can bring. This we pray in the precious name of Christ our Lord. Amen. So here's what we're going to do. All right, we got to pick it right back up here. All right, we're going to let everything happen that's happening here, and we're going to entrust it to God and the people that are caring for Sam. And I'm going to try to grab your attention again and get you right back to this sermon so we can wind it down. And that's going to be hard, but we're going to try that anyway. Okay. So let me just kind of finish up where I was. As we think about those desperate moments in life, and we're experiencing one of those right now, aren't we? Right before us. As we think about those desperate moments in life, it's in our Christ Jesus that we put our trust and know that He will indeed sustain us through those very things. It's in Him and it's in Him alone that we can find the healing. In Him and Him alone, that we can find the freedom that we have so desperately longed for, especially in those moments. It's within our reach. Think about that woman in the gospel. It was within her reach, and Jesus touched her. And He can do the same for you and for me. My friends, today God invites us to trust. To trust in Him. To reach out to Him for relief. To let go of whatever it is that we might be clinging to. To let go of whatever it is that might have us hung up. To reach out that hand in faith. To let go. To let God, and there be free. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We'll worship our Lord with the offering.
The congregation's offerings are now being gathered by the ushers. This morning's radio broadcast is sponsored by the people of St. John's. In thankfulness for blessings received, and in thankfulness to God for our new office staff, Crystal and Messina and Melissa, who will be joining us this week.
In addition to those who are printed in the prayers in your worship bulletin, please also say a special word of prayer for Barbara Getter. Barbara's going to be having some cardiac surgery tomorrow. For Don Kelm, Don continues to have some health issues. We say a special word of prayer for the Maybeck and the Haas families as they mourn the death of Becky's brother, Ron, yesterday afternoon. We say also a very special prayer for Becky's dad, Fred. Fred is a faithful radio listener of ours, and I'm sure he's listening right now. But we say prayers for Fred in his moments of grief as well, that God would bring to him comfort. So please, again, pray for the Maybeck and the Haas families as they mourn the death of Rod. We say a word of prayer for the Huey family as they mourn the death of John's grandpa, William, this past week. And in these moments, of course, as we just have, we pray for Sam as she is not feeling well. But we're also going to say an additional prayer for Sam and Randy and the baby. Sam's going to be induced tomorrow. So there's a baby coming. And we're just rejoicing in that. And so we pray to God that his strength would be upon everybody in these moments, but also tomorrow as excitement is there and joy and hope and all of those good things. So let's keep Sam and Randy and baby, and we can't forget about Grandma in our prayers as well. We pray for Deanne and Ed and the rest of the family too. Let's pray. Almighty God, whose love never ceases and whose mercies have no end, hear the prayers of your people who call upon you in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. We give thanks, we give you thanks for the love that made and still sustains us. We praise you for the gift of redemption through Jesus Christ, who though he was rich, for our sakes became poor, that by his poverty we might become rich. Help us to treasure your grace and faithful hearts, and guide us to love you and serve you all the days of our lives. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Bless our nation as we celebrate our Independence Day this week. Remember in your kindness Donald, our president, Andrew, our governor, and those who serve us in any public office, that all who hold positions of trust may serve your holy will for the protection of the weak, the promotion of virtue, and the establishment of peace and harmony here and throughout the world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Take away from us all prejudice and hate. Help us to show your compassion and love to all in need. We pray especially today for the Adragna, After Buffalo, Andalina, Baird and Barber families, and all others from our congregation. Sanctify our homes with your presence. Make them places of welcome and love in Christ. Bless husbands and wives, parents and children, that we may live in Christ-like love toward one another. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. O Lord, you are good to those who wait for you, to the souls of those who seek you. In accordance with your will, heal the sick and relieve the suffering. Especially today, we pray for Barbara and Don. We pray for Sam, Randy, baby, and the rest of the family in their time of excitement and hope. We pray for all of those who are printed in our worship bulletin, our friends, our family members, and anybody else that we name before you in our hearts. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Holy Father, at your Son's call, the dead are restored to life and tears are banished. Give his comfort and peace to all those who grieve the death of those they love. Especially today, we pray. We pray for the Maybach and the Haas families. We pray for the Huey families and anybody else who's in grief. We pray, Lord, that you would bring to them a comfort that only you can bring. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Open the hearts of your people who commune here today, that they may receive your gifts with faith and for the strengthening of their joy as they feast upon your Son's true body and blood. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. These and whatever else you would have us ask of you, grant us, O Lord, for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be all praise and glory, now and to the end of the ages. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, in the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way, also after supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do, as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." For as often as we eat of this bread and drink of this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Therefore, gracious Heavenly Father, with this bread and with this cup, we remember the life of our Lord offered for us, and believing in the witness of his resurrection, we await his coming in power to share with us the great and promised feast. Send now your Holy Spirit into our hearts, that we may receive our Lord's true body and blood with a living faith as he comes to us in his supper. Amen. We pray together now as our Lord has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always. As we've received God's peace into our hearts and our minds, let's share that peace with one another.
As those who are worshiping now turn to one another and exchange the church's ancient greeting of the peace of the Lord, the pastor and members of St. John's ask God to send his peace into your hearts as well. The peace that God gives us is a peace beyond human understanding and a peace that is eternal. Pass this peace on to someone else today. As the people of St. John's come forward to the altar to receive the assurance of Christ's forgiveness and strength for the days ahead through the sacrament of Holy Communion, the congregation will sing hymns. The first hymn during the distribution of the sacrament is God of Our Fathers, hymn number 501 in Lutheran worship.
Thank you. Savior Jesus Christ, give in to that. For the forgiveness of your sins. Amen. The sins of Jesus Christ, give in to that. For the forgiveness of your sins. Take and eat. This is the body of Christ. Give in to that. For the forgiveness of your sins. Take and eat. This is the body of Christ. Give in to that.
Please join us now as we sing our second communion hymn, Be Still My Soul, hymn number 510 in Lutheran Worship. People of St. John's are glad you have joined with us in our worship this morning. St. John's Church is located in the center of Depew, one block northeast of the intersection of Transit and Broadway at 67 Litchfield Avenue. As Lutherans, we believe that we are being saved by the grace of God alone, that we know about that grace from Scripture alone, and that God's grace acts in and to us only through our faith. Please worship with us in person in the near future. Our building is handicapped accessible. If you would like more information about St. John's or about our faith as Lutheran Christians, please write to us. We also welcome your comments and suggestions about our broadcast. If you would like to help sponsor one of our broadcasts, we would welcome your support. Write or call our church office for information. Our address is 67 Litchfield Avenue, Depew, New York, 14043. This is your announcer, Beth Lynch, wishing you God's protection and care for you in the days ahead.
In prayer. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift, and we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us to the same in faith towards you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. My friends, receive the blessing of the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
In spite of not yet.
For a moment. Good morning. Good to be with you. Good to worship with you. I hope you, you've been blessed here this morning as we've been together. Anxious moments this morning, but God's got us. God's got us. Sam's in good hands. She's where she needs to be right now. And so I think we got to let